Ryan Hare trying to go toe-for-toe with Tommy McCollum on the hill as he's back running number four as Jared DeSantelo steps into the box to start things off for Hyannis. Still scoreless here from McKeon Park as the FAU Owl takes a step out, adjusts the gloves before stepping back in. Trevor Hobber and Lucas Dunn set to follow him in the inning. Ryan Hare toes the slab to begin the bottom of the fourth. First pitch, swing and a miss from DeSantelo, 0-1. But Lyle, when you talk about memories from the summer, there's been a lot of them here at McKeon Park over the course of the season. There's a few that come to mind. A doubleheader sweep over the Bourne Braves earlier in the season, that was a fun day. Of course, back-to-back days with two home runs in a row as DeSantelo swings and lifts one foul left side. That'll get out of play. Count no balls and two strikes. And my personal favorite was Bryce Teodosio climbing the wall up there in right center and taking a home run back. That was back to flip the calendar back to a month. That was in June. DeSantelo from the left side, 0-2 count. Fastball runs away.
Yeah, that's as good of a play as he's made all summer. I mean, the catch in Bourne was phenomenal. He's had some pretty great plays this summer, but that home run he took away was ridiculous. That was Nico Cavadas, too. Little did we know he'd lead the league in home runs.
1-2 to Jared. Breaking ball just outside. And it's funny, when you mention the name Nico Cavadas, the big bat from Harwich from Notre Dame, leading the league in home runs, and he was absolutely spectacular this season, a part of the home run derby festivities, along with Hunter Goodman as well, a member of Hyannis. Air black glove in front of the face, a 2-2 count to DeSantelo. The pitch, fastball outside, count swells full.
Well, it's funny, Cavadas has 9 home runs. He had one home run earlier in that doubleheader, too. He could have had 10 had it not been for maybe the best defensive outfielder in the country.
3-2. DeSantelo swings and sends it foul to the left side. That gets off the screen into foul ground. And that just shows you how much talent there is, and you never know who'll be the guy to perhaps steal a base hit or even a home run in the case of Cavadas. But Teodosio's made a couple breathtaking plays this summer. DeSantelo in the box, still fighting on 3-2. Fouls off another one. That gets into the screen, hanging tough with 2 strikes against Hare, forcing him to sweat a little bit to start the fourth inning. Well, Lyle, you've been here for 2 years now, and this is your final home game here at McKeon. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if there's a favorite moment that you have to pick out from the 2 summers that you've spent here at Hyannis. 3-2. DeSantelo pop up shallow on the infield, drifting back to second baseman Yeager. He'll have no problem ranging to his right to haul that one in. DeSantelo's gone for out number one, but that'll bring in Trevor Hobber. And if you had to pick out just one moment over the course of the 2 summers, what would it be?
Well, it's tough. If you're going to focus on this season to stay on the course of your topic, I mean, there's definitely been some great moments. The guy who's stepping to the plate right now, Trevor Hobber, he had that grand slam in Falmouth, and that was a big win, 10-4 over the Commodores. If you want to pick another in terms of 2019, I mean, that ball that Hunter Goodman hit in that second game of the doubleheader against Bourne, Hobber takes a strike. That home run that he hit was probably the longest one we've seen this year. I mean, that ball was crushed. We knew the kid had power, but that ball was absolutely obliterated, and that was only one of his 7 home runs.
A 1 to DeSantelo misses outside, and we've seen Hunter Goodman in batting practice every day, and some of the fans at home can come to the ballpark and see him time and time again, but we've been fortunate to see him hit every single day in batting practice. So 1-1 to Hobber, misses high. And he just has some otherworldly power. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous, some of the balls he puts out, and even today the guys were having fun down on the field with the home run derby earlier. And of course, Goodman, you can count on him putting some balls out of the yard, and that's exactly what he did. 2-1 to Trevor. Roped down the right field line. That'll get fair and roll into the corner. Hopper's going to hit the bag at first and turn the legs for a second. As Samuelson fires it back into the second baseman, Yeager. Sliding in safely, Trevor Hobber. Ropes one past the first baseman, rolled into the corner, and cruises into scoring position with one down for Lucas Dunn.
That's a nice piece of contact from Hobber. He just squares one up down the right field line. He stands in at second base with a double. So Hobber, a guy who's been here 2 summers. He had 267 in his first summer. And he picks up a double right there. But Goodman, an even cooler story than just a power bat, because he came in as a temp player. He stuck around all summer. Made the All-Star game. Made the home run derby. You find stories like that on every team every summer. Hunter Goodman just one of many.
So Lucas Dunn will step in from the right side. 1-for-1 with the single, but he's got a man in scoring position this time around. First pitch from Hare, breaking ball outside. Cardenas behind the plate, picking it on the back end. And you mentioned cool stories like that. Jacob Teeter, another one, who Hyannis just saw a couple of nights ago in Wareham. A guy that comes from Florida Southern and had a couple of goals on the season. I think we talked about it on the broadcast then. and had two goals to stay on the team and prove he could hang around. To make the All-Star team, and he checked off both those boxes. Dunn looks at a fastball down and away, 2-0. Max Troiani, another one in Orleans. Division II guy coming up here on Cape Cod and making a name for himself. Still just has one extra base hit. I still can't wrap my head around that number. 42 singles on the summer. Anyway, you can find yourself aboard as Dunn works with a 2-0 count against the right-hander Hare. A couple looks back to Hover at second, now comes home. Fastball runs downstairs again, and Dunn puts himself in the driver's seat 3-0.
Do you know he was supposed to have some high-level banking internship before he came here?
Really?
He was supposed to be like an intern at a bank. He got offered to play in the Cape League. They said, you can take your 2 weeks and go play. Then he sticks around and says, you know what? I got my whole life to work in an office. I'm going to play the rest of my summer in Cape Cod.
Well, heck, why not? As Dunn gears up for the 3-0. Fastball runs inside. That's ball four. So after the double from Hover, Lucas Dunn follows that up, getting on board himself at first. That'll bring in Jackson Olsen for the second time around with two on and one down. And I actually did not know that. That's an interesting story because, of course, Bentley University, where Troiani attends, a great business school. So it makes a lot of sense where he had an internship lined up. But obviously, if you can have the opportunity to play baseball up here, you'll take it.
Yeah, now he's one of those guys that's, it's like we kind of talked about Ian Fair, Troiani in that same boat where maybe their draft stock wasn't through the roof when they came here, but now they've made a name for themselves. Again, it happens every summer.
Olsen swings at the first pitch, a grounder through the wickets of Wold into right field. Hover's going to get the wave from Gassman around third. He's coming home. They'll cross the plate, no problem, to make it 1-0 Hyannis. Jackson Olsen puts a hot shot on the ground, and Wold unable to come up with it down the first baseline. That'll put men on the corners for Hyannis, with still just one out. And they've snatched a lead against the Red Sox here at home, 1-0.
Well, for Olsen, he just gets a little bit lucky. Hit one hard to the right side, but Wold just couldn't get the glove down in time, as it brings in the runner Hover from second base, and Hyannis strikes first here in the fourth inning.
Well, Jackson Olsen, you mentioned it, eight hits in his last 11 games. Finds himself aboard here in the fourth inning and puts a run across on the board. That's Trevor Hover that came in to score. Lucas Dunn was pushed 90 feet away. He's at third. Now Adam Hackenberg steps in with an RBI chance. The club's in Tiger 0 for 1. There's a fly out to left field the first time around for him as he stands in from the right side. Pitch, fastball outside, 1-0. So for Hyannis, they're just trying to have a little bit of fun down the stretch, playing on borrowed time for the rest of the season. And a chance to play some spoiler against these Red Sox, who are playoff bound in the Eastern Division, of course, seating up for grabs. There's 1-0. Breaking ball, that tails and catches the inside corner. Ball and a strike to Hackenberg as he taps the cleats with the bat as he steps back in. Adams' average has dipped below 200 as he entered the ballgame at 177. Two home runs, five RBIs, but a chance for a six. Hare fires a 1-1. Big swing and a miss. Hackenberg nearly came out of his shoes on that one. A fastball up in the zone. It's a ball and two strikes with one away. A Hare guy that won't blow you away with high 90s, but can be effective when he needs to be. Trying to fan Hackenberg for a much-needed second out. Hyannis threatening here in the fourth. Already pushed one across. Spinning a fire back to first. In safe with the runner, Jackson Olsen. So Adam trying to double the lead on the board. Hyannis has put up four hits. Whitey just has one. Harper Hawks trying to give starter Tommy McCollum a bit of a cushion. And he comes back out with a fifth pitch. 1-2, Hackenberg spoils it away, foul off to the right. Of course, home runs have been the name of the game for Hyannis over the last couple of nights. And we talk about batting practice power with Hunter Goodman, another guy waiting on deck. What's a major pop in the bat, that's Bryce Teodosio. Double play is in order, middle infielders for YD, shaded a bit toward the second base bag. 1-2, that's ball, that misses away. R.J. Yeager shaded well toward the second base bag. Just a few feet to the right of the pillow. A big hole on the right side for Hackenberg. Should he be able to punch one through? Hare set with the sign at 2-2. Hackenberg swinging a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. A third strikeout of the ballgame for Ryan Hare. And a big, much-needed out for the second one on the board. That'll bring in Bryce Teodosio. As Cardenas out from behind the plate, just going over some signs with the infield. The Lucas Dunn still at third. Olsen at first. Men on the corners and two down for the Clemson Tigers. He steps in. Bryce, a 197 hitter. 0 for 1 on his night so far. Fly out to center in the second inning. They're trying to escape any Harbor Hawk further trouble as he spins and fires back to first. Olsen gives a head first dive in safely. Wide the outfielder shaded a bit back with T.D. Elsier in the box. Bryce bat above his shoulder as hair comes set. Pitch. Teodosio pops one up in the air on the right side of the infield. Drifting back R.J. Yeager onto the grass. He'll squeeze it above the cap to make the catch and end the inning. So Hyannis puts one on the board. Trevor Hover comes around to give Hyannis a 1-0 lead. Hyannis also strands two in the inning, however, with Windy coming back to the dish in the top of the fifth inning when we return on the Cape Cod Baseball Network.